Random House Audio presents The Chancellor Manuscript by Robert Ludlum. Read for you by Grover Gardner. Prologue, June 3, 1968. The dark-haired man stared at the wall in front of him. His chair, like the rest of the furniture, was pleasing to the eye but not made for comfort. The style was early American, the theme Spartan, as if those about to be granted an audience with the occupant of the inner office should reflect on their awesome opportunity and stern surroundings. The man was in his late 20s, his face angular, the features sharp, each pronounced and definite, as if carved by a craftsman more aware of details than of the whole. It was a face in quiet conflict with itself, striking and yet unsettled. The eyes were engaging, deep-set and very light blue, with an open, even questioning quality about them. They seemed at the moment to be the eyes of a blue-eyed animal, swift to level in any direction, steady, apprehensive. The young man's name was Peter Chancellor, and the expression on his face was as rigid as his posture in the chair. His eyes were angry. There was one other person in the outer office, a middle-aged secretary whose thin, colorless lips were set in constant tension, her gray hair stretched and spun into a bun that took on the appearance of a faded flaxen helmet. She was the Praetorian Guard, the attack dog who protected the sanctuary of the man behind the oak door beyond her desk. Chancellor looked at his watch. The secretary glanced at him disapprovingly. Any indication of impatience was out of place in this office. The audience itself was everything. It was 5:45. All the other offices were closed.